Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
We're pleased to welcome insider Hondo Carpenter, who's fresh off of his own duties in Vegas, and that includes covering the team for Sports Illustrated and Fan Nation. And Hondo, when you hear Devontae speak those words, he starts out by saying, "I don't say a whole lot," and then he goes off and really expresses his frustration. What's your reaction?
First of all, that was his answer to my question at his locker.
Nice.
And I absolutely, this isn't why he came here. You know, he could have gone a lot of places. He took less money to come here because this was his childhood team and he thought he would win a Super Bowl. He's absolutely frustrated, and they should. For the second straight week, they were out-coached and they were outplayed. You've got Josh McDaniels with over 6 minutes to go in the game, down 16 points, and his guys are walking up to the line of scrimmage. They're huddling. There's no sense of urgency. And then down 8 with just over 2 minutes, they kick a field goal. And now all of a sudden, time management matters. It was absolutely ridiculous. It was a horrible performance by the entire team. It was an embarrassment. And, you know, you've got one of the hardest working players in the entire NFL, the best wide receiver in the league. He's absolutely frustrated, and he should be.
Why so many of these moments where they either wasted opportunities or big mistakes or miscues or miscommunications when you're talking about a veteran team, Hondo?
Yeah. First of all, we're 20 games in to the Josh McDaniels regime in Las Vegas. And the point of the matter is, Amy, is although some people around the league would argue they're more talented than when he got here, that he inherited a playoff team, and this was the worst performance of the 20 games. And so, you know, a lot of it, I'm a firm believer. You know personally, because we're friends, I respect Josh. I like Josh. But everything reflects leadership. And when there's no sense of urgency with your time management, and then why would you expect that from your players? It was frustrating. And I'm going to tell you, I felt for Max Crosby. I felt for Devontae Adams in that locker room because these are two guys that are just everyday guys throughout all the offseason. They're the hardest workers that I know, and they absolutely deserve better. And the team continues to make blunders, continues to hurt itself, continues to fail to execute. And 20 games in, this rests squarely on McDaniels. And I said to him after the game, I said, this is the quarterback you wanted, and you have the third highest paid offense in the National Football League. Why did you not go for it on fourth down when you didn't have a sense of urgency with the clock? And he gave a typical coach answer. But the point of the matter is this far in now, it's germane to ask those questions and to point out those absolute blunders and of both McDaniels, his staff, and the team.
Did that decision shock you as much as it did me? Because you still need a touchdown regardless of if you get it there or you get the ball back.
Well, yeah, and the other thing is if they don't score a touchdown, they start the drive of the Steelers buried inside the 10-yard line. It made absolute no sense. And I can tell you, I was getting texts by other coaches. You know, is the kick? What is going on? Is Jimmy injured? What's going on here? I mean, multiple people couldn't believe it, who were texting me, and I'm like, no, he's fine. And just absolutely an unbelievably poor decision that was, you know, and again, I like Josh. This is an attack on his personal integrity, but it's absolutely an attack on his coaching, and that's what his job was, and he failed.
So I see on your Twitter that Garoppolo was not available after the game because he's being evaluated for a concussion. When did that happen?
Well, this is the thing I just talked about a moment ago, just before you guys called, is when I saw him in the locker room, I even talked to him. He seemed fine. And so either it had to happen on the last play, or if it happened on the last play, why is he sitting around joking, laughing, and talking in the locker room and not in the protocol immediately? I mean, that's a very fair and germane question. So, again, it's just like Devontae last week was in the protocol and didn't talk, but he was fine. I hope he's fine. I don't wish him well. I don't think they're lying. I'm not calling them liars. But it certainly doesn't make sense, and it calls into question, you know, how they handle the concussion protocol.
Hondo Carpenter is with us from Las Vegas after the Raiders fall in their home opener to the Steelers. It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Sunday Night Football certainly seemed like a haven for a lot of black and gold. Did it sound like there were as many Steelers fans there, Hondo?
Oh, yeah. The entire second half, you wouldn't have known it was a Raider home game. And the Steeler Nation was, I probably shouldn't use that term because that makes Raider fans mad, but the Steeler fandom was absolutely loud and raucous. And, I mean, there's the Raiders in the red zone trying to score, and there were terrible towels everywhere. And, I mean, that's what happens in Las Vegas.
Right.
This is a tourist town. People want to come to Vegas. And so if you're going to circle one game to go to, you're going to pick Las Vegas. And that's something that the Raiders have to endure. Oakland was not a tourist town. Wasn't a place that people said, gee, I want to go to Oakland. And that's it. But now the trade-off is the franchise is completely flush with money. There's nothing they can't do. It's doubled in value in 2 years. And they have the money to go get any player they want. They're just going to struggle. And as long as they keep doing performances like this, Amy, fans are going to sell their ticket. I know a guy who is a doctor, a very wealthy man in this city, who has tickets at the Allegiant Stadium. And he's like, listen, if I can sell my tickets for anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000 a game, depending on what team is in town, and I know they're going to play like junk, I'm going to sell my tickets. I may be rich, but I still make money. And so, you know what? And until they put a better product on the field, this is what's going to happen, and it's disappointing, but it's a reality.
Hondo, you and I have talked about this, the exit of Derek Carr at the end of last season and how he wasn't Josh McDaniels' pick and he was kind of disjointed in the offensive system. It didn't really work. There was never really a rhythm to it. And the two of them were never really on the same page. Or at the very least, Derek didn't fit what Josh wanted to do. What signs have you seen that Jimmy Garoppolo is a better fit in the Josh McDaniels offense?
None. And I'm going to go a step farther. You can go back. This is on the record. I've said it and I've written it. Back when they let Derek go, I said, if you get Jimmy Garoppolo, you made a mistake because you just took an off-injured player for a guy that's never injured. And I'm going to say this, that, you know, they thought they were getting Tom Brady. In fact, they were certain of it. Some things happened that I'm going to be writing about in a couple weeks. You know, it didn't work out because of family reasons or for issues with Tom Brady. It wasn't the Raiders. So they kind of got stuck with Jimmy. But the point of the matter is, I said at the time, you don't get rid of Derek Carr for Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, I've also said, and I don't mind being accountable to that, is that Jimmy fits their system better, and they've said that. So I took them at their word. Well, Jimmy Garoppolo, who may fit their system better, certainly is not playing as good as Derek Carr was and is. He's got more interceptions than touchdowns. This is not good. Jimmy has looked terrible. And what's frustrating to me, Amy, is that in all of the joint practices against the Niners and the Rams, he looked exceptional. This Raider team looked good. And they come out week one, and they found a way to win in Denver when they weren't playing well, which is what good teams do. Going up and getting blown out at Buffalo, there's no shame in that. But how they lost was, it was just like tonight. They come out strong and then collapse. But tonight against the worst defense, I mean the worst offense in the National Football League, and you just made Kenny Pickett look like a star. That's absolutely embarrassing, but it was bad top to bottom. Players to coaches, it was embarrassing.
What's going on with Josh Jacobs through the first three games of the season?
I thought tonight was his best performance, although it still wasn't great. They ran for 69 yards. Teams are stacking the box and daring Jimmy Garoppolo to beat them. I mean, think about this, Amy. They've got an all-pro wide receiver in Hunter Renfrow that Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler paid big money to keep. Now, let's remember that, because I have reminded Josh of it tonight. I said, this isn't somebody that Mayock signed. You and Ziegler give him a big deal. And then he goes out and through three games, he's got three catches and been non-existent. I mean, you put so much resources into him. You've got to get him going. How concerned are you about it? And, you know, Josh, to his credit, isn't going to throw anyone under the bus, but I know he's frustrated with it. And it's, you know, Josh likes the ball out quick, which is smart, but Jimmy's throwing it so quick that Hunter Renfrow is not a part of the offense. That's completely unacceptable.
Hondo Carpenter is with us from Las Vegas covering what has been a 1-2 start now for the Raiders. Their season opening win was a one-pointer against the Broncos, but since then, been a couple of tough ones against teams from the AFC East to the AFC North. It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So then what is the answer, Hondo? Where do they go from here?
Well, there's a couple things. You know, I just said a moment ago, you don't throw in the towel on a season when you're three games in.
Right.
So I'm not advocating that at all. It isn't time to do that. But this is where Josh McDaniels, I mean, he has proven to us with his Super Bowl rings that the man knows offense. Bill Belichick completely left him alone and let him do his thing. Well, Josh has to step up his coaching game now. This starts with leadership, and he's going to have to lead. He's going to have to find the magic elixir, the silver bullet. But here's the amazing part. He has his veteran leaders making execution blunders, just flat-out blunders. And he better quickly find a way to get this team on track, because I'm going to tell you something, Amy. I'm with them. I know them. This is a team that believes in him, but this is a team that if they don't get this fixed quick, I am greatly concerned he's going to lose his locker room. He hasn't lost it yet, but I'm just saying, based on what I know, I think that's a legitimate concern.
It is a precarious position for Josh McDaniels and for the Las Vegas Raiders now, especially after how they've lost, not just the losses. So you want to make sure you keep up with Hondo on Twitter at Hondo Carpenter. Sports Illustrated, Fan Nation, Las Vegas Raiders, really connected, so always has great intel. And, of course, one of our favorites, a good friend. Hondo, thank you so much for a couple of minutes after a long day.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great evening.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
You did it. Along with millions of people who prioritized their health and got vaccinated against COVID-19 to help protect against severe illness and hospitalization too. Now let's keep it up.
Keep it up.
With this season's updated COVID-19 shot designed to help protect against recent variants. According to the CDC, you can get a COVID shot at the same visit as your flu shot if you're due for both. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more and schedule on the CDC's vaccines.gov.
Keep it up.
Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.